LC2. Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 2. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Hi, and welcome to OTT, your online traveling tips. Today's guest is Carlo, and he is a true globetrotter. Hi, Carlo.
Hi, and thanks for having me on the show.
So, here at OTT, we want to show our listeners the world. We don't just want to give them ordinary traveling tips. We want to give them insider tips. And our guest today, Carlo, he's seen lots of ordinary things, but he's also seen lots of extraordinary things, and he's got some secret insider tips for us.
That's right. Thank you very much. I've been to more than 48 different countries all over the globe. Some wonderful places, some strange places, some crazy places, and some scary places.
And what about the pretty places? Surely you've been to some gorgeous spots. What's the prettiest place that you've been to?
Well, the islands in the south of Thailand with big rocks and beautiful palm trees, they're pretty stunning. But also the rough coast of England with strong winds and big gusty, salty air. But I'd have to say that the prettiest place so far has been the cenotes in Mexico.
Oh, okay. Tell me a little bit more about that. What did you do there?
I took hundreds and hundreds of pictures. And of course I went swimming and then later diving too. It had such a magical feel.
Wow. It all just sounds so fascinating. Give me some other highlights of your trips.
Well, my last trip was to Indonesia, and I went to 4 different islands.
Oh, I've been there. It was fantastic. You've got 17,000 islands to choose from. How did you make your decision?
Well, there are 7,000 islands where people live, and you can choose between adventure, party, family life, fishing, but all have one thing in common: a breathtaking landscape. An incredible light blue water with exotic animals.
Dangerous animals.
Yeah, that's right. I went to Komodo, and it's a very small island with only about 2,000 inhabitants.
Human inhabitants?
That's right, and a lot of Komodo dragons. They are huge lizards, and they look just like dragons out of a children's picture book or the movies.
And they're deadly too, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they can reach a length of up to 3 meters and weigh up to 70 kilos. They're huge, but they move slowly most of the time. When they hunt, they can run very quickly. And a bite is poisonous and it will kill you.
So, Carlo, what do you do when a Komodo dragon bites you?
I think the best advice is to make sure it doesn't bite you. Perhaps the best protection is a guide, someone who knows a little bit about the animals and can read their behavior and their actions and what to expect. But the best advice really is to keep your distance.
And obviously, you always kept your distance, right?
That's why I'm here.
Thanks, Carlo. It was great to have you on the show. I'd love to talk about more things that you've done and seen, but we've run out of time. Hi, and welcome to OTT, your online traveling tips. Today's guest is Carlo, and he is a true globetrotter. Hi, Carlo.
Hi, and thanks for having me on the show.
So, here at OTT, we want to show our listeners the world. We don't just want to give them ordinary traveling tips. We want to give them insider tips. And our guest today, Carlo, he's seen lots of ordinary things, but he's also seen lots of extraordinary things, and he's got some secret insider tips for us.
That's right. Thank you very much. I've been to more than 48 different countries all over the globe. Some wonderful places, some strange places, some crazy places, and some scary places.
And what about the pretty places? Surely you've been to some gorgeous spots. What's the prettiest place that you've been to?
Well, the islands in the south of Thailand with big rocks and beautiful palm trees, they're pretty stunning. But also the rough coast of England with strong winds and big gusty, salty air. But I'd have to say that the prettiest place so far has been the cenotes in Mexico.
Oh, okay. Tell me a little bit more about that. What did you do there?
I took hundreds and hundreds of pictures. And of course I went swimming, and then later diving too. It had such a magical feel.
Wow, it all just sounds so fascinating. Give me some other highlights of your trips.
Well, my last trip was to Indonesia, and I went to four different islands.
Oh, I've been there. It was fantastic. You've got 17,000 islands to choose from. How did you make your decision?
Well, there are 7,000 islands where people live, and you can choose between adventure, party, family life, fishing, but all have one thing in common, a breathtaking landscape, an incredible light blue water with exotic animals.
Dangerous animals.
Yeah, that's right. I went to Komodo, and it's a very small island with only about 2,000 inhabitants.
Human inhabitants?
That's right, and a lot of Komodo dragons. They are huge lizards. And they look just like dragons out of a children's picture book or the movies.
And they're deadly too, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they can reach a length of up to 3 meters and weigh up to 70 kilos. They're huge, but they move slowly most of the time. When they hunt, they can run very quickly. And a bite is poisonous and it will kill you.
So, Carlo, what do you do when a Komodo dragon bites you?
I think the best advice is to make sure it doesn't bite you. Perhaps the best protection is a guide, someone who knows a little bit about the animals and can read their behavior and their actions and what to expect. But the best advice really is to keep your distance.
And obviously you always kept your distance, right?
That's why I'm here.
Thanks, Carlo. It was great to have you on the show. I'd love to talk about more things that you've done and seen, but we've run out of time.
This is the end of the task.